Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for that song this morning. Amen. Thank the Lord for how great He is. Amen. And I thank the Lord for that truth this morning. Amen. And for the blessing that that is. Amen. All right. Well, go ahead and get out your Bibles. Amen. And we'll get started this morning with the message. Amen. Thank the Lord for His Word. Amen. And what a blessing it is to have a copy of God's Word in our hands that we can take and read every day. We ought to, amen, and pray, amen, and take. And I've always said this, that you know, the Christian life, based off what the Word of God tells us, the life of the believer, the Christian, is a life of, it's not a religion that we have, amen. What we have is a relationship, amen. You say, what do you mean by that, Pastor? Well, I'll just simply explain it this way. We have a relationship with God. Amen. If you know Him as your Savior, you have a relationship with Him. Amen. In other words, just like you have a relationship with your friend, your husband, your wife, your children, you have a relationship. You say, what makes a relationship? Well, a lot of things, but I'll just name two that make a relationship, and that is, if you're going to have a relationship, you've got to take and talk to that person. Amen. You got to talk to that person. How does God talk to us? He talks to us through His Word. Amen. He doesn't talk to us through all these things that some people, these signs and different things and a stained glass windows or none of these other crazy things that people say sometimes or visions. God doesn't do that anymore, because the Bible said, when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Amen. And so will you say, what does that mean? That means once Jesus came, once we have the completed Word of God, and we do in front of us, that's what He speaks to us through today. And so we have a relationship with the Lord. If you're saved, you ought to. Amen. And that relationship is, we read the Word of God and He speaks to us. Amen. Through that Holy Spirit that lives within, He works and He speaks to us about things in our lives. But then also, secondly, the second thing about a relationship is it is communication with us to someone, but then someone else to us. Amen. And so God speaks to us through His Word, and we speak to God through prayer. Amen. You get the picture. Amen. And so that's a relationship. We pray to God. We talk to Him. We read His Word. He speaks to us. Guess what we have? We have a relationship. Amen. And we also have another part of that relationship we're going to talk about in the message as we go along this morning, if you know Him as your Savior. Amen. And you think about this morning, for us that are saved, we serve a great God. Amen. We serve a great God today. Amen. I'm thankful for Him. I love Him. He loves me. And I thank the Lord that, as that old song says, it's Jesus in me for each tomorrow. Amen. And thank the Lord that He is with me, and what a great God that we serve today. And I'm thankful for that, and how great Thou art, and great is His faithfulness to me. I love that verse. I believe it's over in Lamentations. It says it's of His mercies. I'm paraphrasing, that we're not consumed. And it says of His compassions, they fail not. They're new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. Amen. And thank the Lord for that truth today. And I'm glad today that we serve a great God. Amen. There's only one true God, one real God, if you will, with a capital G, and that is the God that we serve, Jehovah. Amen. The God of this Bible. Amen. There's other little G's, God, that we have and we place as idols and things like that in our lives at times, but there's really only one true living God today, and that's the God of heaven. Amen. I'm thankful for that. And so, you know, there's many great, if you will, things in the Bible, names, if you will, that describe our great God, if you will. But there's one that's always been special to me, and I believe kind of encompasses everything that God is, if you will. And that's always been a blessing to me, that encompasses and explains Him the best, I believe. And that's found in the book of Exodus. And so that's where we're going to be this morning. Exodus chapter number 3, an easy book in the Bible to find. Genesis, then Exodus. Amen. So Exodus chapter number 3, if you'll turn with me there. This is where the Lord and Moses, if you will, are meeting together. You start in verse 1. We're not going to do that this morning, but you can read it later if you'd like. And you'll see this is Moses at the burning bush. Amen. And we're all probably familiar with that account and what took place that day as God spoke to Moses, got his attention through the burning bush. He spoke to him through the burning bush. He went to the burning bush and God told him, take off your shoes. The place you're standing is holy ground. Amen. And as he began to speak to Moses there, Moses began to make excuses, if you will, we've said many times, about why he could not take and do what God was telling him to do, to go back to Egypt and to take and to be used of God to be the deliverer, to deliver, if you will, the Israelites from the bondage they were under. And we'll pick up in verse number 3 of this conversation between God and Moses there at this scene. Notice verse number 11. It says, and Moses said unto God, who am I? Amen. Boy, what a good question that is. And, and I tell you, this shows a little bit of Moses' humility, I believe, here, if you will. He said, who am I? And you think about, I love that old great song, Who Am I by Rusty Goodman. But it says, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Notice there's one thing here he did have wrong in his humility, if you will, is he was thinking, you know, he said, I've got to do this. You see how many times I is used in this verse. He wasn't going to be the one to do it. He was just going to be God's instrument, if you will, what God used to make it happen. Amen. But God was going to be the one doing it. It's the same thing today in our lives. If we ever do anything for the Lord, it's because He's done it and we've simply been the instrument. Amen. And we need to always remember that. Notice verse 12, it says, and he said, certainly I will be with thee. That's what the Lord told him. He said, I'm going to be with you. Certainly. You can take it to the bank. There's no doubt, Moses. I'm going to be with you. And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say, notice his second excuse, if you will, another part of his excuses, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me. This is what Moses says. They're going to say to him when he comes, what is his name? What is his name? First excuse is, who am I? I can't do it. The second thing he says is, hey, you know what? They're going to say, what's his name? Which God? Because we know they worship many gods. Amen. And people do that still today. Amen. There's the God of money. There's the God of a job. There's the God of a wife. There's the God of a spouse. There's gods of money. Amen. There's many, many gods. There's a God of a boat. Amen, if you will. And I'm not saying nothing's wrong with boats, but I'm just saying that a lot of people worship things on this earth. Some people worship sports. And boy, didn't that get messed up the last few months. Amen. I miss my sports too. Boy, I love to watch a basketball, a football game, any type of things. Amen. Thank the Lord. They say the race is going to start back soon. I've never been a big race fan, but I might watch it at this point. But you know what? We shouldn't worship those things. Amen. But here he goes. He says, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? Notice verse number 14. It says, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel. And I mark these next words in my Bible, and I encourage you to, I am hath sent me unto you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you this morning for everything that you've done. We thank you for your love. We thank you, dear Lord, for again helping us today. Dear Lord, for helping us to work through the technical issues this morning. I pray now as we get into your word together and look at Moses, what a great man of God, what a great servant he was. I pray that you'd speak to our hearts, encourage us, strengthen us, help us this morning, give us what we need. I pray from your word. Do only what you can do. And we thank you ahead of time for what you're doing in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. So we see here this morning, if you will, in verse 14, the reply back to the question by Moses, what is his name? And the reply that God told Moses to say is, I am that I am. And then he goes down and he says, hey, he says, I am sent me unto you. That's what you tell him. And I've always loved that because it speaks to the fact that God says, hey, I am that I am. Amen. And then he closes the verse with, I am. Amen. And I've always loved that name of God. The fact that he says, hey, I am. That describes it all. Amen. That encompasses everything. I am God. Amen. I am Him this morning. And I'm glad to know that He is. Amen. I am, He said. He's the great I am. Amen. Thank the Lord for that. In John chapter number 8 and verse number 58, the Lord Jesus Christ kind of reiterated those same words, if you will, about a different time. But He says in John 8, 58, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, or we would say this today, truly, truly, amen. Verily, verily, this is true what He's getting ready to say. I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. That's what Jesus Christ said. May I say today that He is the great I am. He is I am that I am. Amen. Praise the Lord for that truth, for that fact this morning from God's Word. Amen. The title of the message this morning is simple. The great I am still is. The great I am still is. Amen. I'm glad today to know that no matter what may take place in the days ahead, no matter what it may have taken place in the past in mine and your life, no matter what may take place 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road, 100 years down the road, amen, no matter what may take place, we know this, and you can take this to the bank, you can hold on to it in good times and in bad, and that is this fact, that the great I am still is. Amen. The great I am still is. There'll never come a place, there'll never come a time where you wake up one morning and God is not anymore. There'll never come a time, there'll never come a place where you wake up one morning and God ceased to exist, if you will, and He ceased to be the great I am that I am. Amen. There's been songs written down through the years that's tried to say that God's losing His power. There's been songs that's been written that says God is dead. May I say today, as the movie said, somebody put out a few years ago, God is not dead. Amen. God's not dead. He's alive. He's well. He's still on the throne. He's just as powerful as He's ever been. Thank the Lord for that this morning. Woo! The great I am, He still is today. Amen. No matter where you're at in your life, no matter what's going on and taking place, no matter if you're floating on cloud 9 and boy, things are great and you're in seventh heaven, so to speak, and things are just wonderful for you today, but may I say I'm glad of that for you today, but may I say where you are on cloud 9, guess what? The great I am still is, and He's even higher than you are. May I say today, if you're in the lowest of low and you're going through harder things and harder times and lower today than you've ever been before, may I say today that the great I am still is. Amen. May I say that He still is on the throne, so what could be wrong? The great I am still is today. He's not, as I found a song yesterday that said, and I wasn't familiar with this song, but it said this, it said, not the great I was. Amen. And I'm glad today to know that that's what we're talking about this morning. The great I am still is, not was. Amen. A lot of people say, well, I used to do this. Well, I was this. I was that. I used to do this. I used to do that. I used to go to church. I used to play the piano. I used to sing. I used to serve God. I used to pray. I used to read my Bible. May I say today, you might have used to have done some things, but may I say that the God that you served back then is still the same God today. Amen. We might have changed, but He hasn't changed. His compassions, they fail not. They're new every morning. Thank the Lord that great is His faithfulness. Amen. He is the I am that I am. He still is the great I am. Amen. No matter what takes place in our lives. And so I ask you this morning, and I want to tell you this morning, I want to encourage you and try to help you from God's Word this morning by reminding you of some simple things, some simple truths underneath this thought that the great I am still is. The first thing that He is this morning is found in 1 Peter chapter number 1. By the way, let me say this, and you'll find this out as we get toward the end of the message, if you will. But I've only got 3 points this morning. But may I say this, this could be months and months and months and endless this series, we could have a series on this. We really could. And if we was at church right now, I probably would. We may go back to it later on at some point. But we'll just talk about it one message today. And so the Lord just laid these three especially upon my heart. But there's so many things that the great I Am still is. Amen. He's still everything that He's always been. In 1 Peter chapter number 1, 1 Peter 1 and verse number 15. And this is not a popular one, I know. And I'm going to go ahead and hit it right off the bat. Amen. Because God's told me to preach the whole counsel of God. And this is in God's Word today. It's not popular, what I'm getting ready to say. It's not something that a lot of people are proclaiming. But may I say, God's Word says it. That settles it. We need to preach it as God's preachers. If we're a real preacher of God's Word, then we got to preach the whole thing. Amen. Not just the easy stuff. 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 15. The Bible says, "But as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for what I am holy." Amen. And we could read on. There's some good verses to follow. But it's simply saying, for those of us that are bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, for those of us that are saved, we ought to live holy lives. But realize what the verse says. We're talking about the great I Am still is. And you say, what is He? Well, the first thing that the great I Am still is this morning is He is holy. Amen. You see it there in the verse. It says, as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy. Verse 16, in all manner of conversation. Verse 16 tells us the second time again this fact that the great I Am still is this. But as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy. Amen. He said, but it calls it is written in verse 16, be ye holy, for I am holy. You get the picture. Amen. I read the same verse twice, but you get the picture this morning that He is holy. Amen. And because He is holy, we ought to be holy. May I say today, the great I Am still is holy. There's a lot of things in this world that's doing things under the name and under the umbrella, if you will, of God. There's a lot of things, although less than under the name of God, there's a lot of things out there that's being done under the name of Jesus, although a lot of people's afraid to mention Jesus. I'm not. I say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus this morning because it's all about Jesus. Amen. And the great I Am is still Jesus. Amen. But I'll leave that alone. But may I say today that He is still holy. Amen. God's still holy. May I say today, you and I may not be holy, but He is holy. That doesn't change the fact this morning that He is holy. I say this morning, God is holy today. He's holy. He's never sinned. He's never done wrong. Boy, that's one of the big things today that people attack about the Lord Jesus Christ is His sinlessness. They'll attack the fact and they'll say, oh, well, Jesus sinned when He ran those people out, the money changers out of the temple. Or Jesus sinned when He did this. Or Jesus sinned when He did that. Well, let me tell you something. You read God's Word and it says unequivocally, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that there was no sin found in Him. Amen. It says that He was without sin. Amen. You think about the time that Jesus was standing there and there was the woman who had been caught in the act of adultery, and everybody else was asking Jesus, trying to trip Him up, what should we do with this lady? And Jesus took, we know He bent down and He wrote in the sand, and He stood up and said, He that is among you without sin, cast the first stone. What wound up happening? All of them took and left until there was only one left standing, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. You said, was He the only one standing there because of the simple fact that He was the one main character talking? No, that had nothing to do with it. Don't try to reason away the truth here. The reason why Jesus was the only one left standing, because He was the only one that was without sin. Amen. He was the only one. And may I say that the great I Am still is holy today. He's still without sin. He's not ever sinned and He never will sin. Amen. There's one thing that God can't, there's a couple of things, but there's one thing that God will not do this morning and cannot do, and that is sin, because He's a just and He's a holy God. And if He did sin, then He would cease to be God, which is a whole nother subject, but that ain't gonna happen. Don't even worry about that this morning, because God is holy. Amen. He is holy. The great I Am still is holy today. But I ask you and I ask me before we move to the next point, are we holy? Are we holy? May I say today, I'm talking to those that are saved just for a minute this morning. Are you holy, child of God? You think about today, for those that are saved, we're the children of our God. I think about, a lot of times my kids and your kids, no doubt if you have them, or if you haven't had them yet and you have them one day, your kids, amen, they want to take and do something, especially when they're younger. When they get older, not so much. But when they're younger, they want to take and do what? Be just like daddy or just like mama. You do something, what do? They want to fall in line and do the same thing right behind you. May I say this today, and it's amazing to see, but you think about children seek to do what their parents do. We see it all the time. You say something, maybe you should, maybe something you shouldn't say. What happens next? The kids say it. The kids say it. And you think about today, that may I say today, kids seek to be like their parents. May I say from a spiritual perspective, if you will, that we as children of God, we as born again believers, if you name the name of Christ, if you say, yes, Pastor, I've been saved. Yes, I know the Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior this morning. Yes, I know I'm on my way to heaven. May I say today that you ought to say, yes, I want to live a holy life for the Lord Jesus Christ. You ought to say, yes, Lord, when He says, hey, I want you to get that out of your life. You know you shouldn't be listening to that. You know you shouldn't be using that language. You know you shouldn't be going those places. You know you shouldn't be saying those things. Or that's a lot of times what we talk about when we talk about holiness, is all the no's, no's, no's. But may I say today, there's another part of the holiness, and that's the yes, yes, yeses. You say, what do you mean, Pastor? Let me ask you, you know, a child seeking to be like their parent will take and they'll not do some things. Why? Because mom and daddy don't do them. But may I say today, that a child should seek to do some things, and that's the things that their mama and daddy does. Amen. And may I say today that if we're a children of God, we ought to seek to be under the preaching and the teaching of God's Word. We ought to seek to go to the house of God. Hello. Amen. We ought to seek to be in our Father's house. Amen. You think about the Jesus Christ when He was about 12 years old. We don't know much about His childhood, but one thing we do know, when He hit about the age of 12, they made the trip there, Joseph and Mary with Him, if you will, and we know that as they were there in Jerusalem, they lost the Lord Jesus Christ. Couldn't find Him, searched everywhere, asked everybody. Finally, they went back to the temple. When they did, guess where Jesus was? He was there in the temple talking to the wise men, if you will, to the religious leaders, and Jesus made this comment. He said, "Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" Amen. May I say today, it's time that God's people get about God's business of holiness and being in God's house. Amen. You say, "I can't come right now. The church is closed." May I say amen? That's right. But as we posted on the Facebook page the other day, guess what? The church is not about a building. It's about the people of God. And we shouldn't forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Amen. I believe right now we're assembling ourselves together. Amen. This is the only means that we can. But in a few weeks, when the church doors open, may the Lord help us to be in His house. Amen. In His house. And maybe you have your own church and you're just listening to me this morning. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. Thank you for listening. But may I say, if you don't, come and be in God's house with us. Amen. You think about today, He is a holy God, and we ought to be holy. If He takes a step in one direction, we ought to take that step. If He takes a step away from something, we ought to take that step away. God is holy this morning, and we ought to be holy in our lives. In the things we say, things we do, things we think, He's holy, He's perfect, He's without sin, and we should seek to be like Him. But may I say this, to be honest with you this morning before we go to the next point, because some of you may be sitting there thinking this, well, Pastor, I'm not like God. I'm not Jesus. Amen. May I say amen to that statement? Amen. I'm not God either. I'm not like Jesus, but I sure to goodness want to be like my Father. Amen. I sure to goodness want to be like Him. And you think about today, I'm not perfect. I have sinned. I have done wrong. But we can go to God, as 1 John 1:9 says, and confess those sins and forsake them. Amen. If we confess our sins, it says in 1 John 1:9, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness this morning. Amen. Will you go to God this morning? Get those things right between you and God and be forgiven of those sins. We're not perfect today in our current state that we live in, although we ought to seek to live a holy life as best we can for the Lord. But I ask you this question. All right, we're not perfect in our current state, but are you perfect in your standing before God? I'm going to say that one more time. We're not perfect in our current state. You say, why? Because we sin every day. I'll be the first to admit it. But we can be perfect in our standing before God. You say, what do you mean, Pastor? If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you truly are saved, and you've truly been born again, then guess what this morning? You are perfect in your standing before God. Because the Bible tells us that if we take and we know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, He cleanses us from all sin, from all unrighteousness, past, present, future. And I'm glad to know that if we know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we are justified, the Bible tells us. Sometimes you read that word in your Bible, justified or justification. That word simply means we're made at the moment of salvation, we're made just as if we've never sinned. Amen. May I say today that if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're holy and perfect in your standing. And I'm looking forward to one day when I get to heaven and I get my new body. Amen. Then I'll be perfect in my state. Amen. But right now, I'm seeking every day to do the best I can with the Lord's help and the Holy Spirit's help to do what honors and pleases Him. I'm trying my best to please Him with His help. And I hope you are trying to do the same thing every day in your life. We ought to seek to live a holy life. The great I Am still is holy today.